This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I'm still looking into cloning technology, Super Don. I don't need to clone you. You do so well with so many things that you do. I can't keep up with you. But
I wouldn't mind having you clone me. That'd make
you'd be okay with that. If it's like that Michael Keaton movie, each version is a little bit defected. I don't know what that would happen.
It is.
And for me this weekend, I got the schizencephaly. A beautiful brain, I think, a schizencephaly conference, and also the International Iridology and Integrative Medicine Conference. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Earlier today, talking to you, I'm thinking, what year is it? It's not what day it is, what day of the week it is, what month it is. I was just not sure if it was 2016 or 2017.
You did throw me off with that one. Robert needs a nap.
At the moment, I was not kidding. And the thing is, maybe it's all of this traveling the past 3 weeks. It could be. You kind of you lose the grounding. I got to go out back barefoot in the garden again some more. Although I found that some of the what do you call these prickly little things that I dug up 2 years ago, some of them found their way back. And, man, it's no fun to go out barefoot when those things are out there. So I have to dig in some of those up the other day as well. But that helps to ground. But I need a little bit more before I, you know, kick into gear this weekend again. So we got these upcoming events. We'll get to them a little bit later. It's you and me, Super D, and Andy on the board, and that's it. There is a phone number if you'd like to be part of the show. I don't give it out often because we don't take calls often. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If there was a theme for today's show, you struck it right in the headline. The Vaccine Empire Strikes Back, all right?
Yes.
And I don't know if it's a successful thing, but certainly they have a strategy now, or they're looking more seriously at strategically, how do we counteract those folks that have begun to question vaccines partially, and those like me who've been here on this camp for a long time, totally. It's like not even a question anymore. It's like, you want to do what with that? You want to put that where? No, that's not happening.
It's kind of like when you try and talk to me about coffee enemas. That's right.
No, it's not like that. It's nothing like that. This would be good for you.
What? You want to put what? Where? What?
Okay, I get it. But it's not the same thing.
No, not the same thing.
No, Super Don, you'll walk away from that. You're a little funny looking, but you'll walk away from that. This one, we don't know. So the headline over, by the way, robertscottbell.com, headline over at Natural News here, Medical Terrorists at Large, NMA panel, and that's what, National Meningitis Association? Yeah.
Yep.
Suggests no American has the right to refuse experimental vaccinations, and children must be held down by police while being injected. Now, you knew this was where it was going to go. It was only a matter of time, because the people who believe in medical collectivism, or collectivism in general, do not value life. Oh, they'll say they value life, but they don't. Because when it comes to your life, they'll sacrifice your life for the good of some erroneous concept of herd immunity, which doesn't exist in fact from an artificial injection and artificial stimulation, if they even get that, of antibodies, which is the vaccine agenda. Or is there a nefarious agenda behind it? Sure there is. And whether everybody's aware of it, the end result, population reduction, is an open and spoken goal of certain eugenicists and other elitists on planet Earth. So as long as they can keep you distracted by talking about, well, it's your right, duty, and responsibility, in fact, to protect your fellow man, woman, and child by vaccination. In fact, you'll hear things like, do you have a right to catch and spread disease? Right? As if you're a walking time bomb. Everybody's a potential typhoid measles Mary. And because of that, they can say, listen, you do not have the right to infect somebody else. It's like, wow. You need straw man much? Create a straw man? How is it that they would have then a perceived right, artificial as it may be, it couldn't be a right, but to inject you or your children with toxic medicaments and foreign RNA, DNA, aborted fetal cells, mercury, cadmium, maybe, aluminum certainly, antibiotics, polysorbate 80, squalene, whatever it is they want to throw in as an adjuvant, into your body, potentially killing you. And to say, well, it was your duty to do that so you would not infect the herd. Did you have an infection? No. Even if you had the infection, is it guaranteed to be transmitted? No. And even if you had the infection and it transmitted, is it guaranteed to kill anyone else? No. That depends on their individual health, not the group dynamics or the health of the group, because there's no such thing as public health. As I said before, and my buddy Steve Feld, who does the cartoons, captured it so well, there's no such thing as public health. It's your health or it's nobody's. But collectivists do not value your life. They don't value the life of your child. They don't value the life of your grandma and grandpa. As long as they can herd immunize, as they like to call it, even though it's not based or rooted in real science, it's fantasy, it's pharmaceutical fantasy, they want to force it on you. And they want to make justifications as to why that's okay. If we sacrifice your child, it's for the greater good, like the film that was made, The Greater Good, talked about that. Nebulous and ill-defined, but illness ensues when you start playing medical collectivist reindeer games with vaccines. Don't do it. So the National Meningitis Association, they had a meeting. Was the CDC present? I mean, who all was here at this meeting, Super Don, the NMA? It was in New York City this past May.
Yeah, it happened back in May, and they had the moderator, Arthur Allen. He's a writer for health writer for Politico that quite often writes pro-vaccination slanted stories. And he had 7 different people on this panel. And notable on this panel were, three people that I'm familiar with that have been, big fans of knocking people for questioning vaccines.
Sure.
One, of course, Paul Offit. Everybody knows who this blank is.
Yeah.
You had Dorit Rice, and you had William Schaffner. All three of these have been very, very publicly, vocal and condemning of anybody who speaks ill of vaccines in any way.
All medical collectivists, by the way. I mean, they want Soviet-era medicine, forced medicine on everybody, and no opposing views, no questioning of their science. Now, how are they going to get us all to come back into the vaccine fold if that is indeed their goal?
Is there a way, I mean, unfortunately, we're now having quite a bit of whooping cough, and also there's now measles outbreaks in the U.S. again. Is there a way of transmitting the horror of that to your patients? I mean, to the parents when they're talking about it. I mean, measles is just, people don't realize what a major, major... threat and also big, pain in the you-know-what it is.
Oh, my gosh, it's a pain in the you-know-what. You know, he was trying to say how deadly measles was, but then he held back because Arthur Allen, as much as a stooge as he is for Politico, couldn't come out and say measles is deadly because watch the Brady Bunch in the 1970s. It's a joke, folks. It's a joke.
It was so funny the way he was just tap dancing around all kinds of stuff, trying to get a sentence out there and not screw up and say the wrong thing.
Right. Here's how they say they can make this work.
for...
I think the answer to the question, what's the best way to convince a parent to get a vaccine, is to have an outbreak. I mean, nothing educates like the virus. Fear sells. Sadly, people are compelled much more by fear than reason.
See, they're upset because their vaccines, they claim, are so successful. If we could only have another outbreak, which is, again, the advantage of the pseudo-outbreak of measles in Disneyland. Never let a good crisis go to waste where you can grow the power and force of government. Now, I ask you about the right thing, because they use the straw man argument here to say, is it your right to spread disease?
I mean, the reason that they're choosing not to do it is a false one. I mean, the measles-containing vaccine doesn't cause autism.
Really?
And so is it your right as a U.S. citizen to catch and transmit a potentially fatal infection? I don't think it should be in that situation. I think that those parents should be made to vaccinate their children.
This guy is so delusional. It's dangerously delusional that these people have any credibility at all in the eyes of anybody in the public or any private citizen, if you want to be that. But think about this. He just said you shouldn't have a right to catch a disease. Wait a second. What have we been doing since we've been humans on planet Earth? We've been acquiring these childhood infections to strengthen our immune system to prevent brutal chronic degradation diseases, cancer, neurological, autoimmune issues. That's never considered. You want to talk about things that can't be questioned? And, of course, the few parents that are actually questioning it, apparently it's less than 0.5% that are in my camp that totally, totally go, vaccines, never, not happening, not at all. That's 0.5%. And they're in a panic because of 0.5%? Well, because they know a lot more people are questioning these things than ever before, even if they're not willing to stop totally giving it to them. So the straw man argument we just laid out for you. What about, let me see here. Oh, you know, here's the other way. If you're not really committed to what I talk about, protecting your children from the dangers of evil, mad medical scientists with syringes, maybe if they just make a little bit too much red tape for you, you'll go ahead and get your kids vaccinated. That's their other agenda here. Give a listen.
In some states, it's as easy as signing a form. The state where I live, Connecticut, you get the form, you load off the website, you sign your kid's name, and voila, you have a religious exemption. And there's plenty of research that shows that incremental administrative burdens, getting the form notarized, writing the statement, submitting it in person, renewing it every year, those things make a real difference in reducing non-medical exemption rates. And there's an opportunity there to say perhaps those firmly held views are not as firmly held as one led to believe, and that can be a middle ground that can do a lot of good. And so we have a lot of research that said that increasing those burdens can help reduce these non-medical exemptions and improve vaccination.
There you go. Lovers of the medical police state, also lovers of big government, know that they can coerce you ultimately into getting vaccinated if they make your life a living hell. Make it difficult enough that you'll give up on the principles that you sort of had, maybe had, didn't have deeply ingrained enough, so that you're not willing to stand up to the medical police state. Folks, if you're not willing to do it, what legacy are you leaving your children? Why did you become a parent? Yeah, the questions I'm asking are tough. I want some answers. We'll give them to you next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Belcher.
All right, the place for health, freedom, and healing, and liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Now, of course, heard around the world on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and YouTube. Those of you watching on YouTube, Boris Bell Media Channel, just go to robertscottbell.com. You can catch it live or the archive version. And now, as we've seen in the past couple of weeks, are people liking the pre-records? Like, I'll do a pre-recorded, like, if I can't be live, that we pre-record by YouTube, and then you rip the MP3. They get to see behind the scenes of the Robert Scott Bell Show, how the creative process, what happens, how does it work, and people still go, man, I still don't know how it works. I saw him do, I don't know what he's doing. So, well, I don't know. We're trying to help you.
Yeah, no, people like it, and like I said, if you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, you get a notification every time that we go live. And in instances like that, you'll get you'll get the jump. You'll get like the advance access to the interviews that you're doing that way. So it's kind of
cool. Sometimes it's more exciting than others, but you never know what RSB will wear. That's the thing. I struggle with this every day. You know, I talk about having to have 250 different outfits to not repeat a T-shirt or something. I'm still working it, Super Don. We'll see what happens.
Get a closet full of just like black T-shirts, and just say these are all the T-shirts I have. I'm wearing a new one. I promise.
I'm wearing a new one. You got to do visual if we're going to do visual. So we'll do visual. Hey, on top of the fact that doctors are dunderheads on the issue of vaccination, they're also dunderheads on the issue of nutrition, and that's not just me and Super D saying this. There's a new study that just came out from the Ohio University Heritage College of Osteopathic Medicine. They found that most medical students are overconfident, unprepared on nutrition guidelines. They can't even pass the test on nutrition. Of course, most medical schools, in order to graduate, they don't really query them much on the issue of nutrition, so what's the point? But they come out thinking that they know something more than you and me. No, not because they have a medical degree, they don't. I mean, if they go out and learn and do some things beyond that, that's a different story, but anybody can do that. You don't have to have a degree to do that. In fact, as I've said many times, if you don't, it's a lot easier because you have less to unlearn that's gotten in your way. I mentioned this from time to time, and I did so at the NPA Northwest with Dr. Herb. We were with Portland, yeah, NPA Northwest. There is no pharmaceutical drug deficiency, but every disease can be tracked to one of two things, primarily a deficiency of key nutrients, minerals in particular. And if you listen to my buddy Chris Barr, as we talk from time to time here on the show, we talk about selenium, chromium, silica being the three most devoid in the American West diet due to soil depletion, that's the word, due to ripping it out through refining the processing of the food, or due to toxicological burdens that rip these minerals from your body, that displace these minerals from your body to keep you alive. I mean, the minerals are your defense mechanism. And so many metabolic processes rely upon them, yet the medical school students, as we're learning here, they surveyed 257 students and found that more than 55% were confident that they could counsel patients on nutritional guidelines. However, half of them did not even get a passing score on the nutrition quiz. Right? I'm not saying doctors are dumb. They're just programmable. That's all. They're easily programmable. You have to be programmable to get through medical school. It's a skill. Program me. Okay. You're going to open your mind up and say, put whatever you want in there. I'm not going to question it. Those who question it during the process will get weeded out primarily so that, well, they can just fill everybody else's mushy heads with misinformation, disinformation, if they get any information at all on nutrition. Because if they teach the doctors what the dietitians know, they're going to have to unlearn that too. How many doctors are learning about the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in medical school, nutritionally speaking? Or how many of them coming out of medical school will still try to diss us, to say it nicely, for speaking about detoxification as a critical pathway to recovery from any and all diseases?
Well, if you want an answer to that, in this particular survey, they surveyed 257 medical students and found that more than 55% were confident that they could counsel patients on nutritional guidelines. However, half did not even get a passing score on a nutrition quiz.
Now, if you're playing the drinking game, everybody take a shot, because Super Don was not paying attention to the fact that I had read that exact paragraph 3 minutes ago. So that counts, Super Don.
It's an important point.
Okay.
You were asking the question. How many?
Re-emphasizing.
How many?
Emphasis and re-emphasis. I love you, Super Don. That was great. All right, folks are just wanting excuses to drink some Silver High. Or, hey, you know, take a squirt of some CBD oil every time. You'll be chilling by the time the show's over the way it's going already. Cannabis updates? Yeah, why not? Coming back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I think we've expanded the rules of the drinking game on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not doing alcohol here. We're doing typically bioactive silver hydrosol. But if you want to make up an organic shake or a smoothie and play along, or if you want to take a squirt of plus CBD oil whenever something like, you know, what did I say last segment, Dunderhead, right? That's one of the rules of the game, according to Steve. Did we publish that list of things? We should probably put it out there for everybody. I'll hold it up for the YouTube crowd soon, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the notes. Well, it's not in today's notes. But
yeah, I'm just saying, you can put it in there, see if I can show that right there. I think it's kind of reflecting in the lights because I don't have proper studio lighting. But one of the things is, if I say dunderhead, yeah, RSB uses the term dunderhead, drink an extra shot. If I say dunderheaded politicians, that doesn't count because I'm reading it. Then you have to take two shots or a double. So it's kind of crazy fun we're doing now.
Actually, yeah. But you can sure tell Steve's a fan of the show.
Huh? He put some work into it, I tell you.
All of them.
and it's like we've been doing this show. I've been on the air since 1999, weekly, and then now 6 days a week as of Groundhog Day 2011. And if you can't find a little fun in all the tragedy, you know, I couldn't be doing this. And I said part of this is cathartic for me. A significant part of it is cathartic because when we cover a story like mandated vaccines and groups of people getting together in semi-secret, although we were able to get the tape out and play it for you tonight, how we can mandate vaccines, how we can force the government, how we can get the government to force you or jail you if you don't. I mean, this is happening in real time. So you look at that and you're like, we should be angry all of the time, right? We should never have a break and think about loving, happy thoughts. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying here. But I think the awareness of what these attempts are and the realities of them playing out in those people who are vulnerable to those attempts and attacks. And I'm trying to remind folks, like Dr. Bitar does, and I think most people that come on the show, to remind you that you are impermeable to those attacks. I know that's what I mean. What do you mean impermeable? I'm not. People do that. They got more power than me. I'm like, no, they don't. They really don't. And that's the thing, we get caught up and we get believing the monster, the government monster, or whatever monster, whatever boogeyman, big pharma, and we think, oh man, we can't fight City Hall, we can't fight them, they're too big. No, you can, but it isn't a head-on battle, because if they got tanks and you got a pea shooter, not a good strategy to go head-on in that scenario. And then you say, well, is it guerrilla warfare? Do we do terroristic things? No, that's not what I'm saying either. Although anything that you do that subverts their rule will be called a form of terrorism. Let's just be acknowledging that right now. It isn't, but that's what they'll call it because they're terrified that you recognize your power, that you recognize your connection to the source of all sources that is way more powerful than their puny egos. Now, I'm not saying just jump out there and go, ha-ha, I'm connected to the source of all sources, just try. And like, this is, please, that's not what I'm saying. Super Don, in case you got that one, you're going to run out naked.
I was visualizing somebody doing that, and it was very comical.
Yeah. This really is a spiritual concept, of course. How does it manifest physically? And we come to the C word, not cancer, not another C word we can't say, but consent. The first thing you have to learn that your most powerful weapon is not a vote. It's not even your fist or a hammer or a gun, even though I defend your right to carry. The idea is that your consent is your energy. It's your spiritual essence. You give consent. And this is part of the big problem that we're seeing out of Hollywood, by the way, Super Don, on all the accusations and realities of whether it be rape or sexual molestations, things like that. And it's much worse than what we're hearing, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing it to kids. I mean, this is something that's the untold secret. We've talked about a little bit. It's just, it's really disgusting. But it is about the consent. It's about people who want to run roughshod over you, pretend that you don't have the power, not only to say no, but actually to fight them off. And again, there are situations that are very dangerous to your very life, right, in this physical body in this case. But there are people that successfully know how to push back or withdraw consent and be invisible. Again, these are concepts I will never be able to get through in any two-hour episode, but this is being drawn out of me right now, Super D. We didn't plan on this, and I'm going to get into the cannabis update in a moment. But I want to remind you that as these people try to pretend that they have power over you, if you play along, that's it, man. You're in, right? You've granted them that welcome mat. They can come right in and inject you and your children. When they know you're serious, you're not playing games, and that the hurt on them is going to be much worse than the hurt they put on you or your child, they're going to think 2, 3, 4, or 5 times or more. And that is the mama bear, that is the papa bear mentality. And the fear that in one of those clips that I said, they said it, the key to selling what they're selling you is fear. So if they're throwing fear at you, back away. You know it's a lie. It's rooted in a lie, especially when it's to get your arms, your sleeves up, to inject them or your children. Now, what could help us? I think this might.
Pause. the Tucci on the left hand side. Pass the Tucci on the left hand side. It's a whole bunch.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Well, it's good news overall. The good news is, of course, more and more people are recognizing that this plant is an incredible plant for healing. And even the mainstream medical mafia media is acknowledging it, although with a caveat. And I want to talk about this first story on our cannabis update today. It says the mainstream medicine cartel admits medical cannabis is effective in treating leukemia. So you think, wow, that's a big deal headline. But the caveat is only in the synthetic patented form. Okay? So they acknowledge cannabis works, but will only grant the ability of you to utilize it if it's approved by the Fear and Death Administration. That's why I call it the FDA Fear and Death Administration. Because ultimately that's what they're all about. Not protecting the public, protecting the manufacturers of these drugs. Something as wonderful as the cannabis plant with all of the terpenes, the cannabinoids, and so many different phytonutrients, the plant, you couldn't create it in a lab. Not possible. But they think they can. And when they do, of course, they call it, what, Marinol, for instance? Comes with all kinds of side effects that don't come from the whole plant that may include the tetrahydrocannabinol and the CBD, the cannabidiol. So they're talking about the referencing of dronabinol. And they have anti-leukemic activity in the acute lymphoblastic and myeloid leukemia with lymphoid differentiation patterns. Okay? They just kind of make you go, I don't know what I've just said. Right? Very complicated. But in the same way, the plant could address what the symptoms are without the name of the disease. Once they name it, you can't use it. Synthetic THC compound Marinol is derived from that. And then they isolate it and say, wow, looks like it's pretty toxic to the bad guys here. Do we have to? Just like we talked about yesterday, is it the only way to overcome cancer is to find compounds that directly kill it? Or can we utilize compounds from the natural world in their whole total state that will enhance the function of your entire system, immune system, every system, so that your system is set up to defend against cancer cells, leukemia or not? And overcome it. It's a different paradigm we're living in, right? The medical paradigm has a belief system that is very cult-like in its demanded devotional. Whether it be chemotherapy or synthetic forms of natural substances, which is much of what drugs are based from. And the belief in the diagnosis, which labels it, you start to own it, and then you believe you have to kill it like it's an entity that has glommed onto you. As opposed to something that you've invited in via ignorance, even. That ignorance might mean you live next to a 4 or 5G pole sending out EM fields that are disruptive to human health. Even in ignorance, you're not protected. I didn't know it. I couldn't see it, but you develop leukemia, for instance. Any number of things from a toxicological perspective when we look at food that is not grown organically. Low-level pesticides, insidious exposure, you're allowing that in, you're letting it in. Maybe it's ignorant, you're ignorant, you didn't know. Are you excused because of the ignorance? I don't know. Can we excuse these medical dunderheads, I said it again, for promoting synthetic isolates or analogs of whole plants and the materials that they contain that are actually beneficial for your health and could indeed reverse leukemia? But the profit motive, which here we get into a left-right Hegelian dialectic, everybody take a shot, I just said it. The profit motive is not evil, but doing so via lies, subterfuge, government force, right, monopolies, now it violates your spiritual right to the freedom to say no, or the freedom to say, I will go a different way when it comes to cancer in children. And they block that completely. Again, this is the United States of Drug America. America has long since passed. Shall we revitalize it? Does Donald Trump even know when he says, make America great again, it means to restore the defense of the individual? To limit government's actions against the individual? To allow for the maximization of freedom while on this planet, as long as you're violating the rights of no one else? And who are the greatest violators of rights? Those who work in government, or those who conscript government for their illicit, illegal, nefarious purposes, to sell drugs, to promote vaccines. But there's good news. There's good news in those states that have legalized, even though it's a plant that is lawful from God, legalized cannabis. They're finding, just like we've said many times on the air, that the death rate, addiction rate to opiate drugs goes down. And we have some statistics now showing it down about 6.5% in the 2 years in Colorado since cannabis was made legal, even recreationally. Now, what have they done prior to that to reduce opioid addiction and death? I don't think they've incorporated anything. Maybe did they do another Just Say No to Drugs campaign? How's that working, considering the FDA colluded with those in Congress and the drug industry to promote these drugs despite their known danger, known deadliness, known addictive qualities, which now just now is coming out, and apparently it's all right. It's cool. You can attack Big Pharma on this issue, but nothing else, right? We must have cognitive dissonance everywhere else. Don't question the vaccines. Yeah, I know Vioxx, but don't question the vaccines. What about the opioids? Yeah, I know that. You can bash them on that, but don't question the vaccines. Why not? Anything that is unquestionable is the thing I'm going to question the most. How about you? And that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A lot of the answers are in that book, Unlock the Power to Heal. We might talk a little bit about that, because we have a comment of the day coming up after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime
listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a
no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, keep the what happened to the music? It's like, whoa! Did I take one shot too many of CBD? What's happening here? Keep the cards and letters coming, right? Go to robertscottbell.com, submit your comments, questions. Keeps things flowing through in terms of what's important to you right now. I kind of try to put my fingers on the pulse to kind of feel it out, but we cover these stories because I think, you know, to put out the alert on some things that are happening or going to happen, to prepare you for it, to help you navigate around it or through it, it's an important part of what we do here, as well as the remedies as needed. So when you ask these questions from time to time, we can send out some good information for you to make fully informed decisions about your health and the future of your health.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this one's from Laura. Hello, Dr. Bell. Please, I would love to purchase the book with the protocols and the studies presented during the latest event of The Truth About Cancer. It was really interesting, and I could feel the healing validity of the material presented. Thank you for your amazing work and truth, Laura. Well, I'm glad you could feel it, because I feel it. I mean, when I get up there, Super D, you know what? I'm feeling it. And I'm excited to present this information, although I will say it was an interesting group that I talked with at the Natural Products Association. Great group of people, but they had set up for this breakfast training, and it was this really wide room with round tables, and so the energy was so dispersed left to right, and you know, it wasn't like a theater style when you're in a little area and you can make that energetic connection. It's different. And with The Truth About Cancer, you know, it was a big room, but there were a lot of people there. Sitting theater style, you could feel it, they could feel it, and there's an energy thing. And apparently, even watching it online, people could feel it. So I'm very pleased to hear that as well. That kind of makes me know it landed, right? I'm always concerned, will the information land? So Laura, if you say you want the book, all you got to do is go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. That's BN.com, but for Barnes & Noble, BN.com. That's a really short URL. And you can get it there. They'll ship it to you. And it's called Unlock the Power to Heal. And it's got...
I think you can still go to unlockthepowertoheal.com.
Yeah, if you want the PDF version instantly, you can do that, and that's full color. I don't know if people are into that. So.
No, well, actually, if you go to... look at that. It's been a while since I've looked here. I forgot that there was a review there by Liam. That's cool.
That's right. Yeah, Liam, Mike Adams.
So what you do, go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, click on... There's a button there that says Purchase Now.
Yeah.
And it'll take you to a page, and it gives you a link to if you want to order from Barnes & Noble, if you want to order from Amazon, or... The third option, if you don't want to wait and you want to be able to read it right now, you can get the ebook download, which is actually cheaper than buying the book. So you have options.
Yeah. So simple as that. Folks, we got upcoming events. I'll remind you, go to robertscottbell.com in the notes, including this weekend, Schizencephaly, my beautiful brain conference. I'll be speaking in the afternoon on Friday and... Well, before that, the morning at the International Iridology and Integrated Medicine Conference, first thing kicking it off. And that's why I started this show a bit dizzy. That's why, Super Don, I asked you earlier today, what year is it? Because I'm writing today's date, and I'm like, 17 or 16? I really am not sure at the moment, which tells you how much
one
I have not
days.
Been home.
Yeah. One of those days.
Yeah.
It's all right. We all have those days.
Right. I just... happen to telegraph and broadcast them to the world, right?
But you're an open book, and people like that about you.
All right, we're going to keep rocking this health world. We've got an interesting story about when should a doctor hang up his or her hat, right? When she or he is darn good and ready, right? But what if that doctor is not doing things according to the medical licensing board anymore? And it's not about patient safety. It's not about whether the patients are getting well or not. It's just that, remember I talked about the bureaucracy this hour? How what they want to do is bureaucrat you to death? Well, it's the same thing, and I feel for you doctors. They want to bureaucrat you to death so you can't even practice what you signed on for when you wanted to help people originally before you went to medical school. So that's an interesting dilemma for a medical doctor. And we're going to talk about one such case of an octogenarian doctor who is perfectly in her right mind, doing great work. People are getting help, but they want her to hang up her license. In fact, they want to force her to do it. Let's see what happens after the break. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. In the meantime, remind you this, the power to heal is definitely yours. Be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the tone of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.